In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text this morning focuses on the message of wisdom. The secret wisdom is nothing more than that Jesus Christ is our Redeemer and Savior. To know and trust Jesus is the highest wisdom a person can ever gain. And despite the full information made available in the Old Testament that Christ fulfilled more than 300 prophecies, despite all that Jesus did to pay the full price for the sins of the world, despite Christ's resurrection and his ascension, sad to say, billions of people still do not understand the wisdom. As revealed in the book of Genesis, God had announced the coming of the flood a full 120 years before it overwhelmed the earth. But Jesus is recorded as saying in the scriptures, they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. The message of wisdom was given, but not received or understood. It's not that God's word didn't get to those people, it's that God's word didn't get through to them. They were preoccupied with their own wisdom, their own ideas, their own temporary earthly concerns. In choosing what may be called the wisdom of this age, the pathetic people neglected God's message that actually could have saved them. They were blinded to God's wisdom, and the people perished. They died tragic deaths in the flood. Noah, who received and believed God's words, was made wise. His ark may not have sold at a garage sale prior to the flood, but the ark was just what the believers needed when God's judgments came. Likewise, the tender words of our Savior Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they just don't know what they are doing," remind us just how sad it is when people don't listen to the eternal message of wisdom. This was true of those Roman soldiers as they nailed Jesus to the cross. It was equally true of the political and religious rulers who plotted and engineered his execution, and it's true of millions of people in our country today who don't understand the wisdom of the Word of God. Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, pointed to the wisdom. Rather than understand this wisdom, a professor at a local university recently called the movie pornographic. A lot of people do not understand Jesus Christ. They do not grasp who Jesus is, or why he came to earth, or what Jesus accomplished for them by his suffering, his death, and his resurrection. In our text, St. Paul spoke against the wisdom of this age and the rulers of this age, and times have not really changed. The tragic facts are that many people today have decided to ignore divine wisdom. Statistics show a tragic decline in the number of traditional families made up of husband, mother, and children. Premarital and extramarital sexual relations are very often condoned and even accepted by Christians who know the wisdom of Jesus Christ. In 1970, there were approximately a little more than 1 million cohabitants. 20 years later, in 1990, more than 3 million. 10 years later, in 2000, there were more than 11 million cohabiting people. Worldly wisdom would have us to believe that same-sex marriages are allowed by God. Worldly wisdom has led to an increase in violent crime, corporate greed, and social problems in general. Ignoring the wisdom of Jesus Christ, the United States has become the fifth or sixth largest population of unchurched people in the world. And all of us can fall into our own trap of personal wisdom and personal man-made ideas. In Proverbs we read, "Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall." Solomon understood that the root of our problem is pride and trusting our own human wisdom. At times, we all may like to think we're pretty wise, pretty competent, pretty capable of handling life without our Heavenly Father. At times, our human wisdom may show itself in our Christianity, when we think or say even, I'm glad I'm not as sinful as other people who claim to be Christian. Or I'm glad that I'm not like others because I have it all together in God's eyes. God wants each of us to be afraid of relying on our human wisdom, afraid of slipping into sinful pride. God tells each of us, be careful you don't fall prey to human wisdom. God wants us and everyone in the world to hear and to know the good news of Christ's work. The message of wisdom of Christ crucified and risen that first of all was made known by the Holy Spirit through the inspired scriptures. Then this truth of salvation was made part of our thinking, and we put our personal trust in this wisdom. By the power of the Holy Spirit working through the gospel, we believed it. As the apostle states briefly in our text, we receive the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given. What has God freely given us? St. Paul says in our text, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. Imagine that you have just observed one of the most beautiful rainbows that you have ever seen. The memory of that rainbow lingers in your mind, and you want to describe that rainbow to someone else. You would have trouble doing this, wouldn't you? The beauty of a rainbow is just not easily described. Now imagine that that other person is blind and that they have never, ever even seen a rainbow. It would be all the more impossible to describe that rainbow adequately. The rainbow has to be experienced as much as seen. All that we could do is offer the cold facts about the rainbow. Such information simply cannot capture the rainbow's glory. Abstract knowledge about the rainbow is one thing. Experiencing that rainbow is something else. Like a rainbow, have you ever thought about the beautiful wisdom of the Bible? The truth, what God has prepared for those who love Him, is something that no human eye, ear, or mind can really see, hear, understand, or appreciate on its own. We can surely read the words, listen to the teaching, or even memorize the message. But that's all that we can do on our own. The words will remain abstract knowledge, just bare facts. But as our text says, God has revealed it to each of us by His Holy Spirit. What more can we say? In His grace at our baptism, God entered our heart and relayed more than the bare facts. The facts are unchanged, but our human hearts were changed. The beauty and glory of our Savior Jesus are no longer just truths. They become transforming, eternal life-giving truths. We have eternal wisdom that we have peace with Almighty God because in Christ all of our sins are forgiven and heaven's gates are open to each of us. In his letter to the Romans, St. Paul put it like this: if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not, with Jesus, freely give us all things? All things for our earthly lives. All things for eternity. It is God who justifies, and nothing shall separate us from the love of Christ, because we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus Christ is the only true wisdom and our sure foundation. Christ's blood and righteousness are the wisdom upon which we rest our hope for eternal life. Jesus died and rose again for us so that we might live forever with Him. That is the highest wisdom we can ever gain. Amen.